Thank you very much, musicians. I don't even know if you should go. I've probably only got 5 minutes left. But you can go for a minute, okay? Thank you. Give these guys a huge hand clap. They're awesome. They're brilliant. This season, hey, I also want to say one more thing, actually, before I move on. I want to give special thanks to Mr. Stan Lowe, who is an absolute legend in this house. And his wife, of course, who has to put up with Stan. Because although us guys, sometimes we get like the hand clap without a great woman behind us. I don't know about you, but I'd behead it. Okay? She's got my bag packed already to go to Melbourne tonight. Yeah. If that didn't happen, I don't know what would happen. I'd get to Melbourne, wouldn't have a toothbrush. Does that matter for a guy? But anyway, there you go. But Mr. Stan Lowe, thank you very much for what you've done in putting a strategic plan together, which is very, very key and significant in the communication roles and how this church will go forward in tremendous victory and great communication. We love you, man, and thank you very much for the hours you have relentlessly put into that. And like I told you a few months ago, we're restructuring, and we've done it very strategically. We've had Pastor Denny Guglielmucci helping us. Stan Lowe has walked with us in that journey, and I am more excited than you could imagine. Is anybody else excited? I'm just excited about life, to be honest. It doesn't take a lot for me to get excited. I'm just excited, okay? And so I suggest you do the same. Is anybody else excited? Yeah? I'm just excited about the future. And I think the only appropriate response, according to the Bible, if you're excited, the only appropriate response is praise. And we've had a bit of praise happen in the house this morning. People got healed on the altar here this morning. I'd like to see a miracle board up on the back here somewhere with all the people that have been healed and set free in this church. In fact, I'm pretty keen to get a miracle board up and write down all our miracles. Hello? That'd be so cool. But really, praise is unashamed gratitude. We need to be unashamed of what God's doing in this place. Unashamed. I mean, heck, come on, give it up. It's like, give it up, get excited, and always be ready to be excited about what God's doing. There could be people here today who have never been in church in their lives before. I want to welcome you. I want to say it's good to be here with you. I want to say we love you, and we appreciate you being here. If you've never been in church before, there's a little bit different to we normally do it. We don't normally do all this sort of talking, but you have to do it every now and then, okay? And I think it helps us prepare for the future, and the future is very exciting. But I want to say to the lady, there were three ladies sitting in the row down the back there, three ladies in front of Enroy, the legend Enroy. Now, if there's anything wrong with your soul today, go see Enroy. He's a chaplain, and what's more, he fixes the soles of your shoes. See the beautiful sole? See the beautiful shoes I'm wearing? It's because of Enroy. He fixes up the soles. He works at a shoe place and puts a new sole on your shoe. If you need your soul fixed up today, he's also a chaplain in the spiritual realm, and he can fix your spiritual soul, okay? Is that true? He also is the chaplain for the New Zealand Warriors, which I don't know whether we're going to get excited about that or not at the moment, but we're wanting to get excited, and we were on the way. Maybe you can help that, Enroy. Did they win? Yeah. Yee-haw! It's all because of Enroy. Okay, there he is. Anyway, there are three ladies sitting in front of you. The lady sitting on the furthest, that's you right there. I see the hand of God on you today in a very powerful way, and God is saying, prepare yourself for what I will unleash in your life in this season. God says you're a woman of faith, and I'm going to give you the opportunities to exercise your faith in a way you've never exercised it before. But God says you will be bold and courageous. You will not falter when the circumstances come against you. And God says, I'm going to cause my light to shine upon your life. That's a word for you today, Sister Sunshine, I'm going to call you, because I see the sunshine of God on you, okay? So today, however, we're talking about kindness. Everybody say to the person next to them, kindness. Courtney, tell your grandma kindness. No, she's not going to do it. Okay? Just try that one more time. The person on the answer, kindness. The Bible speaks a lot about kindness. The reality is that Jesus was the kindest person on earth. He was kind in spite of judgment and criticism and anger and Pharisaical religious beliefs. Jesus was just kind. Jesus would interrupt the Pharisees or the religious leaders of the day to say, shift aside, we don't want to be just right here, we want to be kind. I think one of the greatest things you can ever be in your life is just be kind. If you can be, see, kindness goes beyond everything that would upset you, that would cause you to feel or have feelings of anger, resentment, rejection, pain. But if you can exercise kindness, I want to promise you today that God will take you into a dimension you've never lived in before. Kindness would probably be the greatest key that would release people into knowing how good God is. Because if you're judgmental, if you're a criticizer, if you're a rumor monger, if you're negative, you're never going to change people's lives. But the reality is, if you can just exercise, one of the greatest things you could do to be an instrument for God is just be kind. You don't need to know a whole lot of Bible verses to do that, just be kind. And it's like, you don't have to go to Bible college. I went to theological college for 2.5 years. I don't know if they taught me a lot, but one thing I have learned in life is to be kind. I remember one of the exams, and I think I've told you the story before, but one of the exams we had at Bible college one day was, they were all hard to me because I wasn't fantastic at exams. Is anybody good at exams? Nobody, okay? So you were all together. Oh, Jesse's good. Okay, I'm the guy that arrives and the kids say, are you ready for it today? And I'm always like, ready for what? And then they say, the test. And then I start thinking, I wish I'd studied. And anyway, the test was there. I remember one day sitting down in Bible college and we had a test. There were 5 questions. And I remember my friend Andrew was sitting next to me and we shared answers. And, yeah, both got it kind of wrong. I remember the one question, the 5th question was, what is the name of the lady who comes in every evening to this Bible college and vacuums and cleans the toilets and sweeps the place out and makes it great as far as atmosphere-wise for us the next day? And I know that I wrote down, who cares? Because I didn't know. In all honesty, I didn't know. And Andrew followed and must have looked at my paper and he wrote the same answer. And so I remember going on the way out and the superintendent of the college was sitting at the desk and we had to hand our papers in. And I knew I hadn't done well, but I said, that last question, I said, was that just a joke? Did that question actually have any importance in the exam? And he looked up at me and he said, yes, actually it did. That question was 95% of the paper. And I was like, well, what for? Who the heck is that girl? And he said, her name is Sandra. I still remember her name today. I've never forgotten it, because the lesson was this. It's not about how theologically clever you are. It's not about how sharp you can be with your leadership gift or your talents of leadership and your ability to shift mountains and move stuff. The important thing in your life, he said, is that people matter most. And if you can't be kind to people, you don't deserve to carry what God would put on your life. And I've never forgotten that lesson, and even today, it consistently rings in my ear as I walk down the street, as I'm in shopping malls, as I'm on aeroplanes. It rings in my ear that the greatest thing you can ever do is care about people, because people matter to God. And if people matter to God so much that he would go after one sheep, even when the 99 are safely in the pen, then surely we must care about every person on earth who is struggling, who is hurting, who is maybe needing us just to give them a hug. It doesn't take a lot. To be kind doesn't take a lot. I think you'll agree, to be kind is sometimes, you can actually smile and that's kind. I remember reading this story about the sun and the wind having an argument, and there was a man walking down the street, and the wind said, "I'll bet I can make him take his coat off." And so the wind started blasting this, and the sun says, "Yeah," and steps back behind a cloud, and the wind starts blowing and blowing, and the guy just grabs his rug and rugs it up all the tighter and holds onto it in the middle of the wind. After realizing that he had failed, he steps back and he says, "Son, it's your turn." And the sun just came out and just smiled from behind the cloud. And pretty soon there's a warm glow coming and the heat's getting on the sky. Next thing, off comes the coat. And I believe that life is as simple. If you want people to open up, just be kind. Just sometimes have a great smile. The Bible says this in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. What does the Lord require of you? Oh, that's a pretty good question. What does the Lord require of you? And here's how it actually verses. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly? That's a cool statement. Do justly. And to love kindness. Love kindness. Did you give anybody a hug this morning? How was your attitude driving down the streets of Auckland this week? Kindness. And to walk humbly before your God. I think those are incredibly insignificant keys for us to live a life that would represent the love of God. Because I don't care how godly you are, how clever you are, how well-dressed you are, the reality is if you can't be kind to somebody, we miss the whole boat. Jesus was one of the best at kindness. And I believe that every single day of our lives we have opportunities to be kind. Did you take advantage of it this week? Did we use those little cards? Chuck Swindoll wrote this. When I treat people as obstacles in my path, I use them merely as a means to getting things done. I become a smaller man. And I think sometimes we treat people wrongly because we're so concerned about ourselves. Can I challenge you today? And I'm challenging myself every time I'm speaking to myself as well. And if I don't, Julia will remind me after the meeting. So I'm challenging myself. Treat people with respect. Be kind to all people. Look for opportunities to be kind. And I think sometimes it can be just the way you look at someone. Do you know, I was with a guy yesterday, a guy who I'm believing is going to be in this house pretty soon. I'm saying he's going to get born again, okay? So I hung with him yesterday morning, had breakfast with him, and he said this to me, and I've been sharing Jesus' love with him for a long time. He's a guy, we a while ago we had a bit of a tussle, a bit of a full on actually, and I remember kind of wearing a beer bottle in the middle of it. And but I remember going to him after and saying, "No hard feelings, man. Love ya. We're still friends." And he's never quite been able to get to grips with that. And I think kindness, you know, Jesus, what did they do to him? Finally crucified him, but it was the greatest act of kindness and has affected history and all mankind right to now. That Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, because they haven't got a clue what they're doing." And sometimes anger may rise around you, circumstances will happen, people will get disillusioned with you, they'll get angry with you, they'll do all kinds of things to you, but I'm going to say, be kind. And yesterday, and this is a few months ago now, and yesterday I had breakfast and he said this to me, he said, "Why would it be that someone walked up to me the other day and said, 'What are you angry about?'" He said, and even when he's talking to me, because I'm not angry, I'm happy. I'm not angry, I'm happy. And so I had the opportunity to share about the Spirit, because we all have our spirit. And the reality is your spirit is the real you. That's why to have your spirit get born again in a meeting like today, where you say, God, I'm emptying myself of me. I want a new spirit. I want you to come in the inside of me, and I want you to live on the inside of me, and I want you to reshape me. The Bible, we call it transforming lives together. I can't see it anywhere here, but we call it transforming lives together, which really is God comes in and he builds a brand new you on the inside. Because don't matter how many facelifts you've had, how many tucks, eyebrow plucks, or whatever you do, don't matter how much you've had of that, it makes no difference to the kind of person you are. And yesterday I had the wonderful opportunity of sharing with him how God can transform your spirit so that your spirit begins to be happy, so that your spirit begins to be joyful, so that your spirit, you take on the likeness of Christ. When I talked this morning about being righteous, or being the righteousness of God, it's not something we can do, friends. You can't make yourself better. You can't make yourself. But I want to tell you right now, the power of God, I have seen him transform lives of broken, lonely, destroyed people and turn them into brand new people. And the reality is today, God can do that for you right here. And the reality is yesterday, as I prayed with this awesome man and saw God touch his life, and believe even right now that something tweaked on the inside and God began to transform his spirit. And you can't tell me, like obviously there were a couple of tears as I shared how much God's love is far bigger than the situations that we think are just and right. Because when God's love comes in, he turns you around, he makes you kind. You can't be kind by yourself. I don't think we do a good job at being kind by ourselves. But we allow God on the inside. We give him the keys to our life. God, I want you to transform my heart. I want to be what you created me to be. I want to change the world, and I want to bring your love into every environment I'm in. Yeehaw! So I know you're pretty quiet this morning, and I've got hundreds of points here. Paul says this in Galatians 5:20. I've got to stop, incidentally, so this will be it. But Paul says this, the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. It's amazing how many people come to me and they tell me how spiritual they are. I don't care. Seriously, I have never cared. In fact, one of the things I never ever wanted to be, carefully I say this, I never ever wanted to go to church. I think I probably wanted to be a Christian. I wanted to know God's love in my life, but I could never ever get my head around church. And then I experience God's love and kindness. And it changed my world. And I want to tell you right now, I don't care how spiritual people are. I don't care how well you talk in tongues. I don't care how well you prophesy. I want to know, do you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you that enables you to love people enough to feel their pain? Jesus had the incredible ability of being able to read a crowd like this, and he could see, hey, he'd be in a crowd. He'd say, hey, Imei. That's how he was. He was so cool. And he'd say, hey, Imei. I just want you to know my love today. That's what God would say to you today, Imei, right now. Jump on that, because God says, I love you so much. And Jesus had that ability to be kind. Lisa, is it? Lisa? I met you this morning, Lisa. And I saw a real hunger in your heart. A real hunger in your heart just for the love of God to be so real in your life through some of the broken things you've been through. And I know we didn't talk about that, but I just sensed that there, and I sensed God's love all over you this morning. And God says, hey, tomorrow's going to be a better day. And that's what I feel. And Jesus had this ability, not because he was like the Son of God, because the Bible says he became human and took on what we are. So he was just like us and yet kind. He could have been righteous enough. I mean, I have no doubt. You know when they came to arrest him that night? I mean, he had the power of billions of angels he could have summoned in an instant and had everybody, like, demolished. But no, they said, we seek Jesus of Nazareth. And he says, I am he who you seek. And they all fall over under the power of God. Just with a few words out of this amazing, amazing God we serve. He loves you today. He cares for you today. And when that says, when Paul says, sorry, the fruit of the Spirit is kindness, I want to tell you, above every other thing in your life, if you can put on kindness today, and let's go into this week and wear a robe of kindness, a spirit of kindness, and let's not be too quick to judge. Let's not be too quick to kind of put negative criticism on people, but try to see the best in them. Just try to see the best in them. Can I encourage us as a church? Let's just try to see the best in people this week. I work on it in my life. I've got Julia to remind me. Sometimes we need someone to remind. Incidentally, if you're not in a group, if you're not part of a group where they can sort of challenge you, I'm part of it. I meet with at 6 a.m. every Wednesday with a thing we call the Breakfast Club, which is a reason to meet, just to have breakfast together as a club. And there's a bunch of people in there who consistently rub the rough edges off me, cause me to be a little sharper, cause me a little bit more effective, get rid of some of my negativity, some of my non-kindness goes out the door, and we walk in the joy, and I walk in victory, and I want to thank the people I meet with on a Wednesday morning, because sometimes that's the very reason you can stand here today and say, God is awesome. God is awesome, and He is our victory in Jesus' name. Amen. We haven't got time to get all these points I had for you, but we're going to bring those next week. And tonight, remember, there's not a meeting happening here, but there will be a cafe open, all right? The cafe will be open if you need to be there. Can I pray with you before you go? Jesus' name. As I go to pray, I just want to say to Wendy Simmons, right there, Wendy Simmons, there's a touch of God on your life of the healing power of Christ. You don't have to worry, you don't have to fear, because God's love is all over you, healing you today. Thank you, Father. Father, as heads are bowed and eyes are closed across this auditorium today, I want to thank you right now that you love us. God, that you were so kind that you sent your Son, that if we would believe in Him, if we would trust Him, if we would give Him the key to our life, He would unlock our failure and unlock our pain and unlock our rejection and come into our hearts and make us whole again. And God, I thank you right now, right across this auditorium, God, that your kindness would become incredibly powerful in our lives today. God, that you would heal us and restore us. And maybe you're here today, friend, and I don't know everybody here, but I want to tell you right now, God's love is here and His kindness is here to forgive you today and make you whole. And I'm going to ask you today, if you do not know the love of God, if you today, maybe you say to me today, Don, I need to get right with God. I need to receive His love in my life. Maybe today you're here and you're saying, Pastor Don, I don't even know where I fit anymore. I'm lost. I want to know God's love. And I'm going to ask you real quick. I want to include you in a prayer today. And if that's you, why don't you really quick just lift up your hand right now. Who is that? Right now. Right now. Right. Yeah, God bless you. Thank you. Who else is there today? Right there. Thank you. I've seen your hand. Thank you. Is there someone else? Right now. Just lift your hand if that's you. You know God's speaking today. Don, I've got to get right with God today. Who is that? Who is that? I want to give you that opportunity. I don't want to miss you today. I promise you that when you say yes to Him, He will show you the ultimate kindness and forgive you, heal you, and restore you. If that's you today, real quick, right now, just before I close, is there anybody else? Anybody else? Yeah, God bless you, honey. That's so awesome. God bless you. Thank you, mate. God bless you. That's so awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't we all stand to our feet today? I've gone over time. I don't really feel guilty about that, because I think it's been an absolutely awesome day. Very, very excited about the future. For those of you who lifted your hands today, I want to pray this prayer. I think there were four people who said, yes, I want God's grace and God's forgiveness today. That's a miracle, friend. That is a miracle of the kindness of God beyond anything we could fathom or understand. Beyond anything we could work out, because God changes lives. And when you accept Him, He comes into your life and automatically transforms your life. It's called the love and the grace and the mercy of God. It's His kindness. So we're going to pray today, and if you were one that lifted your hand today, I want you to pray this with me. I want us all to join in today, if you would please. Let's pray with them today, and let's believe right now for God's miracle power to come and transform lives. Can you pray with me? Come on, church. Say, Jesus, I want to thank you for the kindness you showed toward me in giving your life so that I could have life. Today I receive you, Jesus Christ, you're my Lord and Savior. I declare today that I am born again, that I am a new creation, that I am forgiven, and that Jesus Christ makes me whole. Thank you for saving me, renewing me, and letting me be born again. I give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give him a huge hand clap right across this place. I've gone so far over time today, but if you're one that lifted your hand today, I'm going to be at the front here. Please come and see me. I want to pray with you. I want to talk with you, chat with you, and pray with you and believe God for a miracle in your life. Thank you, Zahn. Go.